This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The newest thing in high tech seems increasingly to be banking. The Wall Street Journal reported this morning that Google is going to checking accounts. There's the Apple Card. Facebook launched a payment system this week, all of which I learned this morning is now called neobanking. We got Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech, on the phone to make me smart about all this. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So look, one hates to be cynical, but this is all about data, right? I mean, yes, consumer service, blah, 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 but data, data, data.
Does one really hate to be cynical?
Well, a little bit.
I think it definitely is. I mean, it is also about, for Google in particular, it's about potentially a new revenue stream as some of those advertising dollars look, you know, less concrete than they used to. But absolutely, this is just another way. It's almost the final frontier in terms of owning the consumer, soup to nuts, every activity that they do in life.
This whole idea of neobanking, which, as I said, was a new phrase to me today. Clearly, I'm behind the power curve. Talk about barriers to entry, right? Can you actually get into this in a substantive way if you're not already some either big tech company or some legacy bank working with a big tech company?
Well, we're seeing a lot of activity in this space. So neobanking has been huge in Europe and Australia for the past couple of years. There have been some regulation changes in the US that aimed to make it a little bit easier. And so we're seeing a lot of startups. And then, of course, these big tech incumbents. And there's a couple ways they can do it. One is the way that Google is doing it, which is to partner with banks on the back end. They handle the transactions. They are, you know, all compliant with the regulations that you would expect from a bank. And Google or some other, you know, new startup provides basically a layer of technology, just an interface for your transactions and your behavior. And then, of course, a lot of these companies are applying for their own banking licenses, which is, as you might imagine, a much longer and more complicated process.
Right. This is for the younger consumer, right? I mean, you and I have both been stuck in the supermarket behind that person paying with a check and it takes 14 days. This is about younger consumers, mobile, being, you know, peer-to-peer. I mean, all that stuff.
Yeah, most of these neobanks are mobile only. They don't have any branches at all. And they are all about being super convenient. They look really good. They might have built-in budgeting tools or automatic savings. They, you know, incorporate payments. And I don't know of any other than Venmo that are incorporating a social feed just yet, but I feel like it's only a matter of time.
So future of banking then, right? Because this is where it's all going.
I think it really is. And so the real question is, what happens with these startups? What happens with the regulatory framework? I actually just talked to the chairman of the FDIC about this and how they're going to kind of tackle these. And it's going to be really interesting. On the one hand, you know, the tech ethos isn't necessarily compatible with protecting your money and keeping your data safe, right? If you're talking about moving fast and breaking things,
right.
The thing you definitely do not want broken is your access to your money. And so I think there's going to be a big trust barrier, especially actually with big companies like Google or Apple or Amazon. But this is going to change what happens at banks. They'll be able to absorb some of these features themselves, maybe buy some of these startups, but they are slow moving. And you might see that banks, I don't know, decide they don't want to handle payments anymore. They change their core mission to just lending. But I think it's going to be an interesting couple of years to watch this all play out.
Molly Wood, she is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Kai.